will tend towards, I said, the essence is very important. You will conclude, therefore the form is not. Who said that? Form is important as well. Here he will try to explain it. Later he will come to it, in book 2, he will come to the analyze of it to give you a very good explanation about why you tend towards division, so you will forget the value of the totality. You will say, okay, let's say being kind or being in love is the essence, and that's enough. So what's the form of these prayers and all the practices you do? Nothing? It's not that. Let me tell you this. A gift is nothing. Kindness is something else. But when the friends will give each other the gift, what are they doing? Are they bribing each other? Are they fooling each other? Or they are giving a sign of love? The sign of love is worthy. That's why your prayer is worthy. Not by itself, because the prayer later you will say, this namaz is just bowing and going down and up. This is, you could do it like a gymnastic. And it's worthless. Is it? And you say, You know what? You cannot reach the essence. Essence is out of your reach, but the form you can reach and change. And by making changes in form, you will influence the essence. That's what meditation is all about. In meditating, normally you do some useless stuff. Let's face it, if you're looking at it logically, it's useless. Either you're looking at the water, looking at the smoke, dancing, praying, chanting, whatever you do isn't physically, literally, is not worthy. The value is that meditation will change you, your character, your manner. So in a way, you will influence your essence to a better one by making some change in the form. So when we say there is a form and essence, please do not divide them. Here is not the form and essence. Here we're talking about what? A man and a woman. Don't dare to divide a human being between a man and a woman. Understand that there is a man and a woman inside, working together. That's how human being is. And by man and a woman, by no means we don't mean masculine or feminine. I'm not coming to this argument now that, okay, biologically we are a little bit different and mentally we are mixed up. There is a feminine side to any masculine. This is not what we are talking about. We are talking about the meaning, story, and remember, the bite and the trap. The hunter is telling you how he is hunting you. It's too soon to understand it. I will not explain it further because the explanation really comes in book 6. The beginning of book 6, he will say, let me tell you that you are being hunted. The Creator is hunting us. But you should hear it then, not now, because now I said the Creator is hunting you. What's your feeling about it? You are being hunted. You see, the first reaction is, let me run away.
Right.
Where is escape? Before that, we will explain in book 2 about somebody who is drowned and doesn't want to be saved. He wants to be drowned even more. He says, this is the ocean of love. Somebody who falls in love doesn't seek an escape road. doesn't want to be saved from that. He wants to go deeper and deeper. You should hear that one. And so on and so on. So at the end you will understand that if the Creator is hunting you, is not to kill you and have a barbecue. You're not that edible. It's hunting you to save you. In a lot of these effort to save the animals you receive, first you have to trap them, right? This is the trap. This is why they hunt you. Remember, this is the attitude of these people who do not accept the newcomers easily. You have to prove you're worthy, then they accept you as a tutor or as a beginner. But at the same time, they know that they are hunting you. Yes. They are hunting you to save you from yourself. Because for that salvation, you need to be hunted. As long as you feel you are in control, you will do nonsense. That's why it traps you. And later, in book 5, you will hear the explanation, the real explanation about Lot. It's so simple. And he will put it so in a very simple, obvious explanation without playing with words. And say, listen, let me tell you about hunting. Remember, he's a hunter. He is a hunter who fell in a trap, remember? The day he was riding that horse with all these marines from this school to the other one, remember? He was sitting on the horse going and the rich Shamsudak, you see, hunted him. Changed his entire life, didn't he? He became the hunter himself. He knows that he's doing this. Then he will explain the hunting. He will say, there is only one thing worthy of hunt. It's what? Love. He said, but I'm sorry for you because you cannot hunt love. You cannot trap love. The best thing you could do is to give up everything and be ready to be trapped, to be hunted by love. That's what it is. Then in book 6, he will explain it to you. Yes, we are being hunted. And guess what? There is no way out. So you could ruin the hunt or enjoy it. Here, he will explain the beginning of this thing. That, okay, I said there is this form and essence. Essence is the meaning. If the meaning was obvious, there was no need for this form. But don't think that the form was useless, because the sign of love is some act here. How do we know somebody is in love? We know that nobody could prove it. It's not, even DNA doesn't help. No analysis will show somebody is in love. How do we know somebody is in love? By his action. What kind of action proves love? You.
Doing things that are illogical.
Exactly, illogical stuff, crazy stuff. That's why the best lover to us is that crazy person, Majnun. Because it's crazy, love is crazy. Yes, we are looking for that illogical stuff. We are looking at the action, doing something. By doing, you will show that. Doesn't mean that this deed is connected to that. But we know that the lover will act differently. He's talking about that. Listen carefully.
The gifts may have borne testimony to feelings of love which are concealed in secrecy, because outward acts of kindness bear witness to feelings of love in the heart, my dear friend. Your witness is sometimes true, sometimes false, sometimes drunken with wine, sometimes with sour curds.
What is this witness? This witness word is shahid. Shahid is Arabic.